we're starting off our new year in the right way. Welcoming back to our studios once again, Kate Mesmer-Jessup, who is our Piece of Kate provider of sanity and clarity as the new year begins. Welcome.
What an introduction. Yes, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Happy New Year.
A lot to live up to. Hope you're ready.
Always.
Did you have a joyous and peaceful Christmas and New Year's?
I did. How was yours? You had family coming and visiting.
It was very nice.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite part?
When my grandson finally let me hold him for a little bit, because he was pretty wary of the creepy old guy.
Really?
You know, he could tell that I wasn't going to, you know, like, eat him up. But,
right.
Yeah.
How long was he in town for?
They were here for almost a week, about a week, yeah.
Cool.
So got to see him enough times for him to become acquainted with me, and it was fun to watch. You know, it's always fun to watch a little baby when they're discovering every second something new is in their world. And
yeah.
What is that? And
how old is he?
He's just turned a year on Halloween, so he's 14 months.
Oh, how cute. How adorable.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And then what was...
Ironically,
yeah.
I really wanted him to let me hold him,
uh-huh.
And yet when I did, I discovered how heavy he is at 14 months. He is a compact, he's like carrying a keg of beer.
Oh.
He's got that shape, that barrel shape.
He's stout,
and he's still got the big fat baby wrists, you know, that
uh-huh.
big fat wrist thing they have going on.
Aw.
Cute as a bug, but...
Do you guys FaceTime a lot?
No.
No?
No.
Do you ever want to?
No.
No. I always thought that because my grandparents were on the East Coast when I was growing up. And just now that we're here, looking back at that, I was like, oh, well, maybe I would have like FaceTimed with my grandparents and like gotten to maybe know them a little bit more. Maybe yeah. not. Who knows? I don't know.
I think at an older age, yes.
Yeah.
With my other grandkids who are older, I would do that.
Well, right. Okay. I didn't mean like FaceTime, like he'll call you or anything like that. I just feel like your daughter holding him, and then
yeah, yeah.
Although it's not, we're not far away from 14-month-olds being able to FaceTime us.
You know, you're a year old. Don't you have a phone?
Call me, mm-hmm. text me. Anyways,
I'm texting with my other grandson sometimes.
Uh-huh.
He's 12. So
oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
That yeah, you know, fun text.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, I thought that maybe today, since we're moving, we are not moving in, we are in the new year.
Here it is.
It's here, which was, my New Year's was good. But how was yours, actually, real quick?
Super low key. I stayed in and made things at home and enjoyed the Game of Thrones marathon on HBO.
Oh, so you like Game of Thrones?
Oh, I do, yes.
It gives me nightmares. I can't do it.
Yeah.
So, but it's in this last season about?
One more. There's one more coming up here in March or whatever it is. I don't know. Yeah, it's... it's kind of fun, you know, when you have that much, when you can have free time to really become invested in the world of another story.
Yeah.
Just like when you're reading a good book.
Yeah.
And you don't want to put it down and you read for hours, right?
Yeah.
That's, I think, what people have discovered about these marathons, you know, Netflix streaming, you know, watching an entire season of something.
Mm-hmm.
You're so immersed in it, you can really disconnect from your everyday cares
mm-hmm.
in a different way.
Yeah.
That's what I enjoyed about it.
Yeah. Well, especially something like that. It takes you to another world.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
It's not just like, you know, binge watching Friends or something
yeah.
like that, you know?
Yeah, right.
So. Well, good. Well, so in the new year, mm-hmm. You know, so many people, we think about resolutions. And I know that this is like a big topic for just in general for New Year's resolutions, right. No resolutions. You know, what do you do? What are they worth? Are they worth setting? And so just kind of talking, did you set any New Year's resolutions? Are you a resolutioner?
Not really. No. You know, I set objectives, but they're not based around the fact that it's a new year.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually some event coming up in the future that I want to be ready for.
Uh-huh. So that's kind of like all year round, then.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I mean, I don't need to set resolutions because I have 20 or 30 unfulfilled ones from the past that I'm continuing to work on.
Right, exactly.
Every day. So
it's yes.
It's sort of like I was just talking about reading books. I don't buy any new books because I have so many I haven't read yet.
Yeah.
Same with resolutions.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, that's great. So then you can't let yourself down, really. Or can you?
Well, I don't know about let's not go too far.
Well, so I was thinking about my New Year's thoughts, really. I like calling them intentions because it's a little bit better than a resolution. In my mind, it carries less weight and more of a little bit easier on myself. And this year, I've been thinking about it for the last couple of days, and then just this morning, I was like, you know, do I even have any? Because you don't have to have any. It's all good if you don't feel the need to set anything. But I think that this year, for this year, my New Year's resolution is just to really continue practicing self-acceptance and what that means, and being kind to myself and, like, being more patient with myself. And so as I was thinking about that and thinking about what that means and thinking about setting resolutions and all of that and kind of the process, I thought we could talk about the process of setting a resolution and sticking with it and thinking about it in that way. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to kind of go on the most common resolution. Mm-hmm. So we can just talk about that, or even we could do my self-acceptance one if we so choose. But there's kind of a process that I think that's really important. I'll just kind of set that up. So the first one is to set the intention or intentions, and then to think about if this is something that you were really wanting to commit to, if this is something, because if you don't really want to, you're not going to be sticking to it. That's, I think we all are kind of familiar with that, mind game that we play with ourselves.
And problematically, sometimes the thing you most need to do is something you don't really want to do.
Exactly. Well, and then, so, yeah, you're good. See, look at you. So it's also thinking about what's motivating that, like why, what is that, what is behind that resolution and that intention that you're trying to create, like what is really like setting it up, so then you can, by looking back and thinking about what's motivating it, it can then propel you forward in your steps. Is it for you or is it for someone else? Like, are you wanting to lose 10 pounds because you want to lose 10 pounds? Or is it because you feel like you need to do that in order to attract a mate, or you need to do that in order to X, Y, Z? Those are some big ones.
Mm-hmm.
What beliefs do you have connected to it? So it's like, just using the weight loss one right there, believing that you're unlovable if you don't lose weight, or believe that like you won't be able to even get ahead at work maybe, or putting your best foot forward, that's not, if you don't lose this weight then that means that you won't be able to do those things. Mm-hmm. And also like looking at the deeper meaning, like I said, with the beliefs, like what beliefs are you attaching to that? Are you not worthy if you don't lose the weight? Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things. And then I suggest doing some journaling around those beliefs, just kind of like sitting there and really like writing that out and being like, where did that come from really? And like, how long have I been working with these feelings of, if I am 10 pounds overweight, I am unlovable, right? Because we all have stuff from our past that really kind of connect into what's going on.
So setting the intention.
Yep.
The next step is the beliefs around that.
Ask attention. Yourself if you're really committed to it.
Okay.
And then the beliefs. And then, also seeing what's motivating you. Is it yourself or is it someone else?
Yeah. So let's go back a step.
Okay. Let's do it.
So let's take the weight loss example.
Yeah.
I've set my intention to lose the 10 pounds.
Right.
But I don't really want to.
Okay.
I want to continue eating the way I'm eating and being a slob.
Right.
Right. And maintain the weight I have, or maybe I'll gain a few pounds this year.
Uh-huh.
That's the reality of it.
Okay.
So I don't really want to lose the 10 pounds. Now what do I do?
You don't try to lose the 10 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah. Then why set yourself up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, then what's the point? Mm-hmm. You know, and at the end of the process too is also looking like, how can I set it up? How if you do in the total end of the process end up deciding I do want to lose this 10 pounds, I'm willing to commit, what are bite-sized things that I can do instead of being like, okay, I'm going to the gym 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. Even if you were going 2 days a week, that's kind of a radical shift. You know, that's a lot more time at the gym, and you're more likely to not do that. You know, so you want to set yourself up for success.
Set yourself up to succeed.
Yeah. So it's a mental and then also like mind. It's mental and also like planning. Bite-sized steps.
Gotcha.
You know, because I think that too, it's like, I want to lose 10 pounds, I want to run a marathon, and I want to then also be a better friend, and I need to, like, make all my meals. It's like, Jesus, where are you finding all this extra time?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, make that big, you know, long list of all the things you could do better at, which all of us can make that list.
No.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could make a list of 10 things in 20 seconds, probably, that I could do better at.
Right.
But I'm not going to be able to do better at all of them at once.
Right, exactly. And it's about realizing that and not setting yourself up. Because it's not only setting yourself up for failure. People say that, and it's like, I don't know, to me, sometimes that can kind of sound like loving yourself. It's just like, well, what is that? I mean, like, you know, now I've come to understand what loving yourself means. And same with now I've come to understand what setting yourself up for failure is. It's like setting yourself up to just beat yourself up about it all for so long. Like, and to just take up so much more of your mental capacity with negative talk that is already, like, clouding yourself anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of piling on that, more of that weight.
So, perhaps something to think about in the resolution framework is, what is it that you really want?
Exactly.
And then build the resolution, as it were, or the intention around that thinking.
So
process.
Looking, so what you're saying too is like looking at your life and being like, what do I really want? Yeah, yeah. Well, isn't that what resolutions are?
I guess, but like you said, a lot of times the impetus for a resolution is not coming from within you, but from the outside.
Like, yes, exactly.
You don't think that other people think you're attractive.
Right.
Or like you said, maybe you'd do better in your job if you looked a little better.
Right.
You went to the Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners and the parents or the siblings or someone made the same kind of remarks about you that made you feel bad before, and so now you're energized again to be different because of them.
Right, exactly. But not because of yourself, you know? Yeah, totally. And I think that that's such a great way to look at it, too, is also just seeing, like, you know, I'm all for setting out, like, the vision of what you really want your life to look like. Because it's important to, you know, it's like if you don't have the vision, then the roadmap isn't even, you're not even going to know how to get anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, if you don't know where you're trying to go, a map won't help you.
Yeah. Thank you. See, you're so good. You really put that in the words.
Been doing
for
this
me.
A long time.
And today was, it was like all yesterday, I'm like, you got your show tomorrow. You got your, you know, it's like you're, the holiday kind of screwed with that. So
sometimes it's like, I was off, 4 days last week, and, you know, including the weekend, Saturday through Tuesday. And then you come back after that period of time. I feel like I'm coming up from the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
It takes me an hour or two just to get to the surface and find out if I can still swim or not.
Absolutely. And I think our listeners are going through that today, I would imagine.
And even more so on Monday.
Yeah.
I think this coming Monday is going to be the reality for
it me, is. Right? A lot of people going back to school, a lot of all
these
of those things.
Two short weeks.
Yeah.
Still an unreality.
So if you'd like, we could go through with the weight loss if we have time.
I'd love to.
Okay,
do that.
And we would just start and we'll do it together or whatever. Sound great?
Sounds
and then
great.
Our listeners can have a greater understanding as to what I'm talking about.
Next steps. All right.
So the intention is weight loss. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll just use the 10 pounds weight loss. Mm-hmm. And then asking yourself, is this something that you're committed to? You know, and really kind of like being honest. A lot of us, you'll hear it right away, yes or no, if you're really ready to, you know, just listen to that inner voice. And that, again, I like how you said, it doesn't mean that you really want to, but are you willing to commit to it, you know? And then, is this for me or is this for somebody else? You know, and then asking, okay, if it's for somebody else, why? Why would I let that person, what's important about that person that I would then have them, their thoughts or of me dictate what I should be doing in the future? So thinking about that. And then what beliefs do I have connected to losing the 10 pounds? So if, again, like I said, like feeling not worthy of love if I'm not looking a certain way, or feeling not worthy at work if I'm not looking a certain way, or of friendships, or all sorts of things, putting myself out there, you know, feeling good about myself, feeling like I'm a beautiful person, feeling that I'm good enough. So all of those things can be examples of being wrapped up into that weight loss piece and more. And then doing some journaling around those beliefs. So really thinking about, like, you know, doing some self-reflective writing and really asking yourself deep questions, you know, talking to yourself as you would with a friend. It's just like, why, what's up with that? Why, you know, kind of a deeper dive into why you believe why those beliefs are attached. And then once those have been identified, practicing compassion with yourself and being gentle with yourself about realizing those things. Those are kind of big things to realize that you're holding, you know, inside of yourself. Whenever I discover a belief that I've been, you know, a negative self-belief, it's like, whoa, that's pretty powerful that I've been thinking that and holding that throughout. For most of us, it's created when you're younger, and it's something that's created when, you know, you're like 14 or, you know, 10. I mean, a lot of like young beliefs, because that's when we're not really understanding like the world in a more pragmatic way. Mm-hmm. And then also as an adult, you know, you can do that too. Gather all sorts of beliefs throughout your life. And then creating bite-sized steps. If you decide, okay, this is something I'm going to move forward on, creating bite-sized steps to create the change. So like I said, you know, what I've been doing lately is a half hour walk, you know, 4 to 5 times a week. That to me is like, okay, I can definitely do that. I can definitely commit to a half hour of going to a gym and, like, you know, either watching on my phone some Hulu, catching up on some Netflix, or like listening to some, you know, inspirational talks or some coaching podcasts, you know, and trying to keep up. And then that way too, I'm doing killing two birds with one stone. Mm-hmm. Doing my education while doing exercise, and then also the getting outside and just walking. So amazing and so beautiful and so clearing, mind clearing. You know, it's just like on Christmas Day, I woke up early and went for a walk, and so many birds were chirping. It was almost creepy. I was like, what is going on? But it was so beautiful to be outside in such clean, fresh air, especially after all the air that we've been dealing with this year. You know, I've talked about that. Actually, you brought up birds and mm-hmm. hearing them chirp, and it's just so beautiful. So anyways, so creating bite-sized steps to create the change. So, you know, that's just kind of a loose formula of a way to kind of like look at it in a different way than to just be like, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds and then, you know, by today, mm-hmm. you know, or tomorrow, it's like, do I really need to lose the 10 pounds?
Yeah.
Or the quit drinking for a month, mm-hmm. you know, or quit drinking forever, or because mm-hmm. especially, I mean, it's like not only, you know, food that we consume a lot of in the holidays, it's a lot of alcohol and a lot of, you know, so by this day, a lot of people are like, ugh, I just can't. I can't do one more. Mm-hmm. And then why, you know, mm-hmm. so. That's just kind of my thoughts on New Year's resolution.
Yeah. I did set the intention that I would not have any alcoholic drinks during the show this morning.
So oh, that, my gosh. I'm really proud of you.
I set that up. So far, so good.
How are we doing?
Halfway through.
Okay.
So.
All right. The bar in the corner is like whispering to us.
It's a tricky thing to me, and that's why I don't really get into it too much.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, it compares to the obligatory gift buying that happens around things like Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
Right? Where, okay, it's that time of year. I'm supposed to do this, so let me try to do this thing. And you go into it with the brakes on and a resentfulness from the beginning. For me, it's always been much more workable to have a target of some kind. I want to lose 10 pounds by this point because.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a general, like a squishy, amorphous idea, but a very targeted thing. When I've done that in my life, I've been pretty successful. When there's something, there's a focal point, I guess. The outcome of I'll feel better about myself. That's not nearly enough.
No.
It's like, and frequently I need to have somebody else relying on me, or I need to have somebody else's opinion involved.
Okay.
That's an honest,
thing.
Like, it's not enough to make myself feel better. I have to make someone else respond. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about, like, accountability, or are you talking about, like, what do you mean by that?
A little bit of in some occasions, it's accountability or, you know, living up to your word. You're going to be able to, let's say I was going to hike to the top of Mount Whitney, right? And you've got a partner and you're in it together, and so you're committed to something, like a target goal.
Yeah.
I'm good at that. Because that person's counting on me.
Right.
Not so much that it's for me. It's
right. You're
to
like,
live
I can't let
to.
Them go. I've been down. I can't let them down.
I've got to live up to something. That works for me.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a funny thing. And that's a self-love issue in and of itself.
Because you should. Like, doing it for yourself
isn't enough.
Yeah, exactly. You got to do it for somebody else.
Right.
Yeah.
I need a lot of your help.
You do. That's why I'm here for you, though.
Yeah.
I need your help, too. We can help each other.
In all seriousness, it is a new year, and sometimes people want to get a grip on things, and you are a spiritual coach. I don't think I gave you the proper intro today. I've gotten the idea people, everybody know who you are when you come on the show. But talk about that for just a moment. We have another minute or so. Getting in touch, how that process works, what you do for people.
Yeah. So, and it is a great time. Excuse me. It is a great time for all of my clients and new clients to do some really good self-reflection. It's like what I was talking about, like about what my work is centered on is getting in touch with what really matters to you, being able to listen to what's going on inside and what's holding you back, and being able to teach you how to be your own coach and how to have your own, like give you the tools. So then, you know, ultimately it's not the name of my game to keep you as a client forever, because I want to teach you the tools so then you move forward. And this is really always a great time to begin that process. So how I work with my clients is I actually give a 60-minute complimentary session to anyone that's interested in learning more about how I work with my clients. And then if that's something that we decide to move forward on, then I create a package that would be best fit for what they're looking to achieve. And the way you can contact me is to go to my website at peaceofkate.com, P-E-A-C-E, of K-A-T-E.com, or you can email me at contactme@peaceofkate.com.
Very good. And if you have a question for the show,
yes, absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much. Next time we will have a question that I got this last week, but I wanted to talk about the resolutions. So we'll be doing that. So if you have any questions that you want me to answer on air, you go to contactme@peaceofkate.com.
And just to clarify, Peace of Kate, K-A-T-E, not cake, for those who are thinking about losing that 10 pounds, try to get your mind refocused.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
When you hear a piece of Kate, don't think about cake.
Thank you very much.
Right. Thanks for being here.
All
Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year to you.